come again tonight to see you. And if you're here for the first time, then we just give you a special welcome again and trust that you will feel just at home and you'll feel comfortable. We trust that you'll feel comfortable as far as the surroundings are concerned, but we trust that you're not too comfortable, because we really pray that the truth of the Word of God would really get home to your heart, because that's really what the meetings are all about. We're not really here just to preach fancy sermons. Those that have been here in the past will know that that's not really our style. We're not here to tickle your ears. We're not here to entertain you. The message we've got is a very serious message. It's God's message. It's the only message that's really worth listening to. It's the only message that can change your life. It's the only message that can change your destiny for eternity. It's the only message that can change your personal relationship with God. The message of the gospel, the good news. And we trust that if you've never yet come to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, then we pray that you might not feel too comfortable tonight, but we pray that you would be challenged, and we pray that you'd be convicted of your sin, and we pray that you would come to that point tonight when you cry out to God for His forgiveness and in His mercy through the Lord Jesus. Now, it is good to see you. We thank you for coming. We thank you for taking the time, making the sacrifice to come tonight. And we want to invite you to come tomorrow night as well, because there'll be another meeting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and it would be great to see you. We'd also like to invite you next week. The meetings will continue, and there'll be another meeting on Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, every night at 8 o'clock. So we would invite you to come as often as you can, and try and invite your friends and neighbours to come, because we really believe that God just wants to open heaven and pour a blessing on you coming up. We really believe that God wants to move in the hearts and lives of men and women in this area. We believe that God wants to change homes and change families, unite families in Newcomer. And we believe that we'll just preach on as God would give us strength. And we're really looking to God to move mightily. So the meetings will continue next week in the will of God, every night at 8 o'clock. Please encourage others to come. And Christians, keep on praying, laying hold on God to really move in power at this time. Now, there is a prayer meeting every night at 7:15. And if you can join with us for that time of prayer, then we'd appreciate that very much indeed. And the Christians that are here from other places, make the meetings known. Remind the believers that you meet with that the meetings are continuing. And if they could give us as much support as they can in prayer and in their presence over these incoming days, then we'd appreciate that very much indeed. The only other announcement is on Friday night, there's a baptism in the Park Road Gospel Hall in Auchinleck. Sam Dempsey, who's with us tonight, is being baptised on that occasion at 7 o'clock. And there's a warm invitation given to everyone to join us in the Park Road Gospel Hall, 7 o'clock on Friday night, when Tam Dempsey is going to follow the Lord in baptism. If you've never been at a baptism, a believer's baptism before, then here's an opportunity just to come along and witness what it's all about, and just to have explained to you, why we baptise by immersion, by dipping people right into water, rather than just sprinkling a few drops of water in their heads. If you've never been at a believer's baptism before, then you come along on Friday night, and we'll make you welcome, and we'll explain on that occasion what believer's baptism really means and why Tam Dempsey is being baptised. So these are all the announcements, and of course, the meetings are held in the will of God. Well, I just want to read the verses that I read last night. I didn't get too far last night, so we'll read the verses again, commencing in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 6. Mark's Gospel chapter 6 and verse number 34, it says, "And Jesus, when he came out, he saw much people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep, having no shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." The Lord Jesus looked on the multitude, and he saw them as sheep, without a shepherd, and he was moved with compassion. We were thinking last night of how the Lord Jesus saw these people, and how the Lord Jesus Christ sees men and women tonight. The people in Newcomnock, the people in Cumnock, the people in the area around about, God looks down, the Lord Jesus looks down, and he sees men and women just like sheep, just like wandering, defenseless sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord Jesus longs to be that shepherd. He longs to be the friend of the friendless. He longs to love the unlovable. He loves to care for those that get no one else to care for them. The Lord Jesus Christ longs to be the shepherd of the shepherdless. Let's just read a few verses in John chapter 10. John chapter 10 and verse number 9. John 10 and 9, the Lord Jesus says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 27, the Lord Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And after amazing words like this, we read these words. Then the Jews took up stones to stone him. The hatred, the hostility, the rejection in the heart of men. The Lord Jesus presents himself as the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus offers salvation and security and refuge to everyone that trusts in him. And the people listen and they take up stones and they stone him. And they're basically saying, as they've said so often in the past, we don't want you. We're not interested in you. We don't care for you. We hate you. We want rid of you. And there was the Lord Jesus in all his tenderness and all his loving appeal, offering security, offering salvation to poor, needy souls. And they said, no, we don't want you. And they rejected Christ. And they tried to put him to death. My friend, time and time again, people are here tonight and you've been here time and time again and you've heard the message of the gospel. You've heard the tender appeal of the Lord Jesus. Why is it that you keep rejecting him? Why is it that you keep saying no to him? He's your only hope of eternal life. He's your only hope of salvation. He's the only one that can take your life and transform it completely. He's the only one that can give purpose and meaning to that life of yours. Why is it that you listen to his tender appeal and yet you keep on saying no? You keep on saying no. Let's look at the words of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 10. The Lord Jesus is presenting himself in John chapter 10 as the shepherd. And as we tried to point out last night in our preaching, the Lord Jesus sees the multitude just as sheep. And we thought of different things that characterize sheep. That sheep prone to wander. Sheep are defenseless. Sheep have got no ability to retrace their steps. Once they're lost, they're lost. They have got no sense of danger. And you know, that is just a little picture of how the Lord sees men and women today and you come up. The Bible says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. And you think of the masses of humanity tonight that are just wandering aimlessly, purposely through life. And every individual that's living in this world tonight is living in the midst of a great spiritual battleground. Because there's a great enemy that is dogging everyone's footsteps. Satan is no mythological figure. Satan is no cartoon character. Satan is a reality. He's a mighty spiritual force. He's a mighty spiritual person that exists, that is real. Satan is alive on planet Earth tonight. And he's after you. He wants that little life of yours. He wants to rip it apart. He wants to bind you up in the cords of your sin. He wants to take you ultimately down to a lost eternity. That's his desire. And Satan dogs the footsteps of every child, every man, every woman, in every town and village in our land and across the world. The Lord Jesus sees the multitude, and that's how he sees them. He sees them lost and wandering, and he sees them an easy prey for the enemy. And he presents himself as the shepherd. And in John chapter 10 and verse 9, he presents himself as the door. What the Lord Jesus Christ is really saying in John chapter 10, he says, listen, there's a sheepfold provided. There's a place of refuge that has been provided for lost souls. There's a place where people can come in order to be saved from the attack of the enemy, in order to enjoy security for all eternity. And the Lord Jesus says, listen, I am the door into that place of salvation, that place of security. And that's what we're going to preach on today. You see, there are really two groups of people in the light in the world tonight. There are only two groups of people in the hall. There are those that are lost, and there are those that are saved. I want that just to sink into me. There are only two groups of people in the meeting, not the males and the females, the young and the old. There are those that are lost, and there are those that are saved. And the difference is simply this, that those that are saved have stepped through that door and have entered into the sheepfold that the Lord Jesus has provided. They have become his own. And by entering through that door that the Lord speaks about, they're saved. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And go in and out and find pasture. So there are those that are saved. And there are those that are lost. And the challenge right at the beginning of this little message tonight is simply this. Where are you? Are you still lost? Lost in your sin, wandering aimlessly through life, an easy prey for the enemy? Or I wonder, are you safe? Now there's no middle grounds tonight. There's no fence to sit on. There's no hedge to hide behind. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either lost or you're saved. Now where are you tonight? Those that are saved have entered in. Those that are saved have come through the door. Those that are saved have put a personal faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Now where are you tonight? Are you still lost in sin, or are you saved through trust in Christ? Jesus says, I am the door. The Lord Jesus is really saying that he is the door into this place of security, in this realm of salvation. The Lord Jesus is thinking about the eastern sheepfold, and the eastern sheepfold was a very simple construction. It was just a wall. And in that wall there was an opening. And the shepherd at the end of the day would gather up all his sheep, and he would bring them towards the sheepfold, and they would come in through the door. And once all his sheep were counted in, he would lie across that little opening. And he himself personally would become the door into that sheepfold, that no sheep could go out, no sheep could come in without crossing over him. He became the door to that place of safety. That's what the Lord Jesus has in mind. And the Lord Jesus is thinking of the multitude, the mass of humanity, as like poor, wandering, lost sheep. And he's saying, listen, there is safety provided. There is a place of refuge. And he says, I'm the door into it. I'm the door into it. You must come through me. You see, my friend, there are many ways to Christ. But it's only Christ that leads to salvation. It's only Christ that leads to God. It's only Christ that leads to heaven. You see, there are many folks in this hall tonight that are saved. And they could stand up in this little platform and they could tell you how they got saved. Every one of them gets saved by trusting the Lord Jesus. They came to Christ from different directions and from different backgrounds and through different circumstances. But every one of them came to Christ. There are many ways to Christ, but it's only Christ that brings us into salvation. He's the only way. That's why the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 14 and verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no one comes to the Father apart from me. He stands in all his singular, unique dignity. He's the only means of salvation. If you want to be saved tonight, saved from your sin, saved from the clutches of the devil, saved from a lost eternity, if you want to be saved tonight, then you'll need to come to Christ. It's good to come to meetings. We're glad you're here tonight, and we're hoping you'll come back. It's good to come to meetings. But my friend, if you're going to be saved, you'll need to come to the Saviour. You'll need to come to the Lord Jesus. He says, I am the door. He doesn't say, I am one of many doors. He says, I am the door. He doesn't say, I am one of many ways. He says, I am the way. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we must be saved. My friend, you must be saved. If you're going to be in heaven, you'll need to be saved. If you're going to escape the punishment that you deserve because of your sins, you'll need to be saved. If you're going to know God, then you'll need to be saved. And salvation is alone in the person of the Lord Jesus. You won't find salvation in your kit. You won't find salvation in the creeds. You won't find salvation in all the ordinances of religion. You'll find salvation in one singular person, the Lord Jesus. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he'll be saved. We're presenting Christ to you tonight as the only Saviour. You'll find salvation nowhere else but in Christ. And if you miss him, if you never trust in him, if you never yield your all to him, then you'll be lost. You'll be lost and you'll be lost forever. Oh, my friend, the Lord Jesus is, I'm the door, I'm the door. The reason the Lord Jesus can claim to be the only way to salvation is because he's not only the door, but he's the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. That's the reason he can claim to be the singular way to salvation, because at Calvary he laid down his life. And he laid down his life on account of our sin. You see, you and I were involved in the death of Jesus Christ at Calvary. You and I were the cause of it. It was our sins that were laid on him. He was dying for us, poor lost souls, wandering aimlessly in life, without a shepherd. The Lord Jesus died for us on the cross. He died for our sins. And I can say to you, all my sins were laid upon him. God, who knew them, laid them on him. And believing, I am free. My friend, I'm saved tonight. All my sins are gone. I've got liberty in Christ. Because there was a time in my life when I acknowledged that Jesus died for me. He was that good shepherd that laid down his life, that sacrificed his life on the cross for sinners like you and like me. And it's that reason, it's for that reason that the Lord Jesus says, I am the door. There's no other door. There's no one else who's died for us. There's no one else who's borne our sin. There's no one else has taken the judgment that we deserve. It's only Christ. And he bore our judgment on the cross. And because of that, he can say, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, my friend, the simplicity of the gospel message tonight. Everyone knows what a door is. A door has an inside and an outside. Praise God, I'm in the inside tonight. What side are you? What side are you? Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he's saved. He's saved. Oh, my friend, have you come through the door, as it were? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you acknowledged that it was for your sins that he died on the cross at Calvary? Jesus says, I am the door. If any man enter in, he'll be saved. Oh, no, just the simplicity of the message, but the universality of the message. My friend, here's a message that reaches out to every one of us in the hall. And reaches right through the streets of the village. Right up and down the length and breadth of our shire and across our country and across the broad acres of the globe. If any man, oh my friend, listen to it tonight. It's a message, it's an appeal that goes out to every single soul. If any man, if any enter in. My friend, here's a message for you tonight. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter your background. Doesn't matter your crimes. Doesn't matter your lifestyle. If any man, if any woman, if any child enter in, you'll be saved. Oh, my friend, this message that we're preaching has well been called the whosoever gospel. Whosoever means me better than my name. Means you, it means me, it means everyone else. My friend, God's appeal, God's offer of salvation in Christ, it reaches out to the masses. It reaches out to the millions in the globe tonight. It reaches out to you. Reaches out to you. Jesus says, if any man enter in, he'll be saved. Oh, my friend tonight, I wonder, will you enter in? Will you come to the Lord Jesus just as you are? The invitation is extended. Tonight the opportunity is given. But I wonder, will you respond as an individual? Will you respond? Will you enter in? You see, my friend, God is the only can. The Lord Jesus is the only can. He's died to provide salvation for you. He's given his life on the cross. He can do no more. My friend, the door stands open tonight. The door into salvation, it stands open. Will you enter in tonight? Some of you that know a wee bit about your Bibles will know the story in Genesis 6 about Noah and the ark. You see, there was coming a day of judgment. God had promised it. Judgment was pronounced in the world, but God was going to provide a means of salvation. God instructed Noah to build an ark, to build a place of refuge from the judgment. And the Bible tells us that there was one door in the side of the ark. One door, but it was big enough for all. Noah preached, Noah pleaded. And at the end of the day, there was only eight that went in. Well, there was room for more, but there was only 8 went in. Ah, my friend, when the judgment fell, there were 8 that were saved and the rest were lost. No, because the opportunity wasn't given. And no, because the invitation wasn't extended. And no, because the provision wasn't made. But just because the individuals failed to enter. They failed to enter. Oh, my friend, I wonder tonight, are you going to enter in? You see, the provision has been made for you. If you find yourself in a lost eternity, I want to tell you, you can't blame God. If you find yourself under God's divine wrath and judgment forever, you can't blame God. Because God has made provision for your salvation. And God has sent a simple preacher to your hall to warn you to flee from that wrath and put your trust in the Lord Jesus. And the invitation is extended. The opportunity is given to you tonight to enter in. And the onus is in you. The responsibility is in you. Will you remain on the outside tonight in your sins? Exposed to the terror of the devil? I wonder, my friend, will you come in simple faith and enter in, put your trust in the Lord Jesus? You say, well, what does it really mean to enter in? Well, my friend, you entered into this building 35 minutes ago. You came up to that door and you took a step. And that step over the threshold took you from the outside into the inside. 1 second you were out, the next second you were in. Just a step over the door. My friend, the Lord Jesus says, I'm the door. I'm the door. Right now you're on the outside. You're lost. You're unsaved. You're exposed to God's wrath. You're exposed to the terror of the devil. Right now you're outside. But I'm the door. Just take a step of faith. Just take a simple step of faith in me. Trust in me. Just believe that I'm the one that has provided salvation. Just believe that I'm able to save you. The minute you believe in Christ, you trust in Christ, then you're out, you come from the outside into the inside, and you're saved, and you're saved forever. My friend, will you take that simple step of faith in me? Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall be saved. My friend, grasp the simplicity of that and the certainty of that tonight. He shall be saved. There's no ifs, there's no doubts. There's no maybes, there's no buts, there's no possibilities, there's no probabilities. It's certainty. He shall be saved. My friend, will you take God at his word tonight? Will you take the Lord Jesus at his word tonight? I know you find it difficult to trust people. I know down through the years of your experience, you've trusted this person and that person and the next person, and they've all let you down. My friend, here's one that'll never let you down. Here's one that's true to every promise that he's made. Here's one that would be unfaithful to his character if he failed to keep his promise. He's the God that cannot lie. He says, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Will you trust him tonight? Will you take him at his word? Will you prove him tonight? My friend, there's a lovely God in heaven. There's a blessed Savior in heaven that just loves to be trusted. He just loves to be believed. He just loves men to prove him. My friend, will you prove Christ tonight? Will you prove the reality of his statement and his promise? He says, if you enter in, if you enter in, you'll be saved. If he didn't say you'll feel saved, he says you'll be saved. You see, there's a lot of people get it all wrong, and they think that salvation's all about feeling. It's nothing about feeling. It's about certainties. It's about resting by faith in the Word of God. If any man enter in, be saved. You enter in tonight. Into that place of safety and security. Not just for time, but for all eternity. Or do you want just to remain as a wandering sheep? Just defenseless, just open to the attack of the enemy. The thought last night of that man in the Jericho Road. There he was, going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he thought everything was fine, and suddenly he was ambushed. He was terrorized by these thieves that stripped him and wounded him and left him half dead. That's just a little picture of the devil. That's what he does to the lives of men and women and young people, isn't it? I don't know how many people I've spoken to in the past 2 or 3 months, and that's just their testimony, that's just their life story. That their life has just been ripped apart by the enemy. And they've just been discarded at the side of the road. One problem after another problem pours into their life, and one distress and one trouble, and their whole life is a misery. And Satan's got in and he's ripped their family apart, and he's ripped their home apart, and he's ripped their marriage apart, and he's ripped everything apart. That's what he does. And that's what the world's all about out there, isn't it? It's full of battered, lonely, broken lives and broken homes and broken marriages. Multitudes of men and women wandering, aimlessly, empty. The Lord Jesus says, listen, it doesn't need to be like that. Life doesn't need to be misery. Life doesn't need to be full of brokenness. Life doesn't need to be empty and lonely. The Lord Jesus says, listen, I've provided a place of safety. I've provided a refuge. And he says, I'm the door into that. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, if any man enter in, he'll be saved. Saved. There's something lovely about that word, isn't there? Saved. Safe. When did you last feel safe? Yeah, I was in a home this afternoon speaking to a family, and the story they told us was horrendous. And you know, there's a wee boy in that family, and he just wanted to feel safe. See, maybe you're like that. Maybe that wee boy bit in you, that wee girl bit in you, just wants to feel safe. You don't really feel safe in this big world. My friend, you can find safety in Jesus. Think of that lovely hymn, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. There's something lovely about that. That's what the Lord wants. He wants you to experience that tonight. And he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, you'll be safe. And shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, my friend, the Lord wants the best for you tonight. The devil wants the worst for you. The devil wants to drag you down and down and down. Right down at the very depths of a lost eternity. But the Lord Jesus wants the best for you. He opens up his arms. He says, I am the door. If any man enter in, you'll be saved. And the blessing that God, the Lord Jesus, offers you tonight is not just for time alone, but for eternity. But for eternity. Think of these verses further down the chapter that we read. He says, I give to my sheep eternal life. And they'll never perish. They'll never be lost. And he says, no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. And my Father is greater than I, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, my friend, what wonderful security, what eternal security we have in the person of the Lord Jesus. He wants you to have that tonight. He wants to give you a hope for beyond the grave. He wants to give you the hope, the guarantee of heaven. The guarantee of spending eternity with himself and with his Father in glory. The Lord Jesus says, if any man enter in, if any man, any boy, any child, any woman, just enter in, just puts their faith and trust in me, then they'll be saved. And go in and out and find pasture. The Lord Jesus speaks in John chapter 10 about sheep, and he really divides the sheep. There are those that are lost. There are those that are saved. There are those that belong to him, and there are those that don't belong to him. Now, where are you tonight as we bring a little message to a close? Are you still among the lost? Or are you among the saved? Are you among those that belong to the Lord Jesus? Those that have heard his voice. Those that have entered him. Those that are following him. My friend, the Lord Jesus loves you tonight. He loved you so much that he gave his life on the cross. He died that you might be saved. And tonight he appeals to you. Through this simple preacher. Jesus says, if any man enter in. If any man enter in, you'll be saved. And go in and out and find pasture. I'll be his shepherd. I'll be his friend. I'll be his guide. I'll be his comforter. I'll exhort him. I'll encourage him. I'll be everything to him. My friend, would you not like just to come into that place of safety tonight? Into that refuge. Where you come constantly, day by day, under the all-seeing eye of the Lord Jesus, as he looks after you and cares for you, and seeks to lead you in paths that will result in your blessing day by day, and will ultimately take you onto the shores of glory, and into the realms of heaven. The Lord Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. There are those that are saved yet, and praise God for that. They've entered in. There are some that are still lost. And that might have been the condition that you were in when you came through the door tonight, lost in your sin. My friend, you can leave the hall tonight saved. You can leave the hall in the knowledge that you're bound for heaven. You can leave the hall tonight in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your shepherd and your Lord and your friend and your Savior. You can leave the hall tonight knowing that your eternal destiny has been changed. Not by speaking to the preacher, but just by coming in simple faith to the Lord Jesus and just trusting Him. Only a step to Jesus. Then why not take it now? Come and thy sin confessor to Him, thy Saviour. Now He's only a step away. Just as it just took a step for you to come from the outside of the hall into the inside. My friend, there's only a step. Will take you from outside in your sins to inside, into the enjoyment of salvation. Just a step of faith. A step of trusting on the Lord Jesus. One door, and only one. And yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On what side are you? Our gracious God and Father, again we just marvel at thy grace towards us. We marvel, O God, as we think of the society that we're living in, we're just marvelling that we're still preaching the gospel of thy grace. We just marvel, O God, that it hasn't pleased thee before now just to pour thy judgment in this old world, because that's what we deserve. But we thank thee, O God, that tonight thou art still appealing to the hearts of individuals to come from their sin, to trust the Lord Jesus, and be saved and saved forever. We thank thee, O God, for the opportunity that has pleased thee to give to the folks that are here tonight. We thank thee, O God, for those from Cumnock and those from New Cumnock. Those are, God, from further afield that have gathered here tonight. We believe that we're gathered here because the Holy Spirit has brought us here. And we're here, O God, because it's thy desire to communicate thy love and thy grace towards men and to draw them to that point of personal faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. We pray, O God, that every barrier will be broken down tonight. We pray that every distraction and disturbance will be removed and individuals will take that simple step of faith and enter in trusting the Saviour and knowing the joy tonight of having salvation in the person of the Lord Jesus. We ask these things as we ask a parting blessing now in the Lord's name. Now we'll just sing a couple of verses of a hymn. It's a hymn that we've already quoted. It's hymn number 273. We'll just sing the first two verses in the chorus, and after that the meeting is finished. We'll just keep our seats while we sing. Only a step to Jesus, then why not take it now? Come, and thy sin confessing to Him, thy Saviour vow. Only a step to Jesus, believe, and thou shalt live. Lovingly now He's waiting. And ready to forgive. Only a step, come, He waits for thee. Come and thy sin confessing, thou shalt receive a blessing. Do not reject the mercy He freely offers thee. So just a minute seated, just these two verses, 1 and 2 of 273, and after that the meeting is entirely over. We just thank you again for coming tonight.